Call to order work session of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. There's one item on the agenda tonight, and this is a line-by-line review of the budget. Ask for approval of this agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Agle. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start on page 32, and we'll move forward until we get to page 73. And in the course of that time, if I don't see you, just holler at me that you have a question or jump up and down or something. If you have something you want explained, this is even a point in time where if you have recommendations for changes or addition to the budget, this is a good time to point those out. We'll be back Wednesday night. That's at 5:30 as well, or is that, that's at 5:30 as well, and that will be a public hearing at 5:30 and then first reading of the budget. Okay, so starting with regular instruction program, this will be line item 71100. I'm not going to read that number every time. I'll read the category and the, for example, the first one is 71100116. I'll just read 116 teachers. I'll read the proposed amount in the budget for 2017-18 and go down through and report the changes. I'm not going to read that information to you. We're all certainly capable of having done that or doing that. And then when I get to the end, I will report what the net change is, either an increase or a decrease. So 116 is teachers. The proposed budget is $17,879,863. Under that, as well as coaching and band supplements, there's a change of $64,660 there. 117 is career ladder program. $136,303, no change. 128 is homebound instruction. $5,393, no change. 163, educational assistance. $799,397, a decrease in $15,339. 189, other salaries and wages, $85,604. Increase of $397. 195 substitute teachers, $257,472. No change. You see the benefit. I'm not going to go through each of those, but you see the benefit package, and that's a decrease of $111,048. 399 other contracted services, $13,000. No change. 429 instructional supplies and materials, $153,911.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just want to ask one question back on the benefits.
Okay.
Even though there's a decrease of $111,000, I want to make sure there is no change in the benefit plans that we're giving.
There are no change in the benefit plans. The reason why there's a reduction in the retirement line is in the past, I've always used a formula for that calculation. This time, and then I found that as we got to the end of the year, there were amounts left over that the formula generated that we didn't use. So this time I did direct reports out of Skyward by person and hand entered all of them. So it'll account for people that don't have retirement or any deviation from the actual formula. So I'm hoping it's
maybe better,
more exact, but I'm hoping I didn't hang myself by doing that. But
thank you. You would notice on the instructional supplies and materials, it is provided by pupil rates for the elementary, middle school, and high school. Change decrease there of $3,780. 430 textbooks electronic, $88,247. Decrease in $147,000. Textbook, Ms. Agle.
Which textbooks will we be replacing next year? What group of textbooks? Next school year, we're going into a science adoption. This is a particularly light year, so we were able to make some decreases in the textbook lines in order to support some of those things that you saw with the one-time funding and things. But I am expecting this number to go up next year.
Textbooks bound, $69,009, decreased $120,694. Ms. McClain?
So the bound is less because we're using the electronic textbooks or just because it's a light year?
Both. So partly what happened last year is we were required to separate bound and electronic, which is actually a pain because a lot of the bound include an e-version. We actually don't really love that division, but so both. You will also see an instructional technology line later that would be like other kinds of software we'll use, so keep your eye out for that. But some of the bound is because we actually had to take a line that used to be combined and split it into two, which is bound and electronic. And then in addition, we had a light year.
499, other supplies and materials, 11,000, no change. 599, other charges, 10,120. The expenditures for the summer band program, no change. Instructional equipment, furniture in the buildings, 65,000, no change. 722, regular instructional technology system-wide, 403,940. A decrease of $577,859. The change in this these line items is a decrease of $910,663. Any
question? Karen? Yeah. So that's over the last 2 years. That's a tremendous drop in technology system wide. So from 2.6 million to 400,000. Can you explain?
Yes. This is actually a result of throughout the year, like you approve the budget, and then throughout the year you're approving transfers and you're approving amendments. And so this is the particular line item that the student devices were purchased out of, the technology upgrades that were part of an amendment. So that's why you see the drop, because as of yet we don't know if we're going to, for example, we don't know if we're going to receive the Anderson County non-recurring funds that we did last year. So that kind of accounts for some up and down, and you're going to see that as we go forward, and I'll be able to point it out.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments on that section? 71150, alternative schools, 116 teachers, $375,327, an increase of $10,713. Career ladder, 150, no change. 161 secretary, $33,162, a decrease of $140. 163 educational assistants, $55,947, an increase of $1,026. 195 substitute teachers, 2,800, no change. See the benefit package, there's a decrease of $11,123. Travel is 2,800, an increase of 2,800. 399, other contracted services, no expenditure. 429, instructional supplies and materials, 5,900, a decrease in 2,800. 725, alternative schools equipment, 5,200, no change. The change in that line item is $476. Questions or comments? $71,200 is special education. The proposed 2017-18 budget is $2,003,311. Teachers, that was the teachers. The change is $73,448. 117 career ladder program, $16,850, no change. 128 homebound teachers, $6,000, no change. 163 educational assistants, 432,954, an increase of 42,295. 171 speech pathologists, 495,159, a decrease of 29,390. 189 other salaries and wages, 15,932, a decrease of $355. 195 substitute teachers, 45,000, no change. The benefit package, an increase of 1,288. 312 contracts with private agencies, 100,000, no change. 399 other contracted services, no expenditure there. 429 instructional supplies and materials, 17,000, no change. 725 special education equipment, 10,353, no change. And this line item, an increase of $87,286.
Question.
Mr. Eby.
In the teacher line item, does this include counselors for the gifted program? $3,700 under special education or not?
Under teachers?
Mm-hmm. So have we already passed that one then?
Yes.
So I have a question then to ask. Are we maintaining our gifted counselor, or is that position going away?
The gifted proposal from Oak Ridge High School would be to seek a, we're working on a letter right
now.
Yes,
well, I haven't seen that. So is that a reduction from what the services that we're providing right now?
No, sir. I'm putting together numbers for you because obviously people are asking questions due to the retirement. I can put together numbers to show you that we will actually be able to provide a better service using what Mr. McDonald would like to do with that position.
Yeah, I would like to understand that because I can personally say that I had experience with counselors in that program who made a tremendous difference in my son's life with regard to what he was able to do when he got to college. So I'd like to understand what you're doing differently than what you did before.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to Technology Career Program. This is 71300116 teachers, $783,220, an increase of $99,662. 117 Career Ladder Program, $8,145, no change. Substitute teachers, $12,000, no change. Benefit package is an increase of $35,975. Travel, no expenditure in this line item. 429 instructional supplies and materials, $14,000, no change. Equipment, $711, no expenditure in this particular line item. So that would be a decrease of $50,687. And just you see the explanation there of what has happened to that amount of money. Total for technology career, $1,067,123, an increase of $84,949. Any questions? 71900 instructional contingency, 599 other charges instructional contingency, $650,000. That's an increase of $410,194. The total is that change, $410,194. Questions or comments? Karen?
This is an example of the transfers working in the opposite direction, because this is typically a placeholder line item, and when we receive grants that we need to record, then this particular item is reduced to allow for adding in the grant. So it looks like we increased it, but we actually had a placeholder last year of $500,000 as well, so that's misleading.
$72,120 health services, $131 medical personnel, $354,878, increase of $49,675. $189 other salaries, $64,502, increase of $6,474. $195 substitute for nurses, $5,000, a decrease of $8,300. Benefit package is a decrease of $4,303. $355 is travel, $3,500, no change. $399 other contracted services, $4,000, an increase of $1,716. $499 other supplies and materials, $5,615. A decrease of $1,238. $524 travel and staff development, $6,308. A decrease of $105,495. Total for this, for these line items, is an increase of $53,233. Questions?
Okay, I have a comment. It might be okay. What you're asking. The very last section, 524, travel and staff development, there's an error there. Actually, the audit FY16 should be zero. The FY17 budget should be 6308. The FY18, 6308 for a zero increase, and an overall change of 46,925. And what happened is we've had to add a lot of account numbers this year, and just the formulas got messed up, so.
And that was one of the questions I had. Second question I had on the medical personnel, the salaries. The approved budget was $305,000. The proposed budget is $354,000. That's about a 17% increase. And it looks like the numbers of the system-wide, are they the same as last year? The number of nurses and school nurses and health coordinators, are we adding? I knew there was a step. I just seemed like a 17% step seemed pretty healthy. Okay, so there is there's an increase of a half a position.
No, it's always been there.
Oh. Yeah, just look at that. That number seemed a little high as far as the increase for just because a step I think is usually about 6 or 7% or something like that. So it just seemed a little higher than just a straight step.
Dr. Henderson, I thought we didn't we make the nurse at Woodland full time this year? Okay, last year, okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
72130, other student support, career ladder, 117 career ladder program, 4,500, no change. 123 guidance personnel, $928,519, a decrease of $3,481. 189, other salaries and wages, $63,891, an increase of $6,875. Benefit packages, a decrease of $12,006. 322, evaluation and testing, $37,500, no change. Travel, there is no expenditure in that particular line item. 429, materials and supplies, a decrease of $26,274. There is no expense in that line item. That is the amount that was in last budget. 499, other supplies and materials, $14,202, increase of $2,223. 599, other charges, $5,000, a decrease of $158,988. A total change, a decrease of $191,651. Karen?
Yes, the other charge line item is another example of transfers. In FY17, the following items were recorded here to total up to the $163,988. We had $97,260 from the Education Foundation grants, $25,000 and some change from RMS Playground Initiative, $25,000 and some change from the Education Foundation Literacy Grants, and $5,000 from the Education Foundation NASA donation. So those were accounted for here, and this year we don't know yet, so we're back to the base.
Okay, 72210, instructional staff support, 105, supervisor director, $212,918, increase of $100. 117, career ladder program, $5,000, no change. 129, librarians, $446,879, decrease of $2,709. 138, curriculum and technology integration facilitators, $286,325, an increase of $3,313. 161, secretary, $122,058, no change. 189, other salaries and wages, $315,281, an increase of $6,614. 196, in-service training, curriculum development, $51,000, a decrease in $6,716. Benefit package is a decrease of $1,258. 308, consultants, $85,000, a decrease of $80,997. 355, travel, $6,500, no change. 429, curriculum materials, $96,500, an increase of $2,452. 432, library books, $60,592, a decrease of $1,175. 437, periodicals, and you can see the breakdown there. The total is $2,469, decrease of $53. 499, other supplies and materials, $283,359, increase of $1,246. 524, travel and professional development, $129,840, decrease of $2,626. 599, other charges, $33,663, decrease of $10,761, for a change decrease of $92,571. Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
Under the 196, it says that there's a decrease in $6,000, but I don't see that when I add up each of the columns.
It's pulling from the main line up above with the title in it and the account number, but it looks like we must have missed something in the breakdown for each column. Because they both say 51. So it was 57,716, and now it's 51, so we'll have to check on what is missing from the FY17 column. Do you follow me? Yeah. The other thing that could have happened is that the actual detailed description is what was approved, and then money was transferred into this line item, which I can double check on that, and then it wouldn't have been accounted for in the detail at the time of the budget approval. So that could be too.
$72,220, special education support, 105 supervisor. This just always blows my mind when this, but $95,395, a decrease of $1. Well, you got to save where you can save, right? Dollar here and a dollar there. 117, career ladder program, 3,000, no change. 124, psychological personnel, 325,987. Increase of 1,545. 161, secretaries, 57,792. Increase of 1,772. 189, other salaries, 80,724. An increase of $6,566. Benefit package is a decrease of $13,057. 307, communication, $500, no change. 308, consultants, $2,500, an increase of $2,500. There was no expense in the previous budget. 355, travel, $5,000, increase of $2,000. 399, other contracted services, $62,930, an increase of $2,500. 499, other supplies and materials, 2,000, no change. 524, travel, 12,553, decrease of 7,000. 599, other charges, no expense in this line item. Total for special education support, a decrease of $3,176. Questions? $72,230, technology career support, 105 supervisor director, $44,079, increase of 1,315. 117, career ladder program, no expense in this line item. I ask this question every year, I think, Karen, so I think it's time for me to ask it now. These line items that we don't have any expense in and we haven't had, when do they ever go away?
Sometimes they go away, like, for example, the career ladder extended contract, that has officially gone away, but it took 3 years to go away because we had figures in the audit column. So that's gone away. But career ladder is person-based, so it's not fully exhausted yet, the program. So if there's a chance that personnel or something could change or that we might have to use that line item, I leave it in just because it's pretty involved to add. in this kind of, this, a spreadsheet of this size
right.
touches a lot of places, so. As soon as I can get rid of it, I do.
Yeah, that's the same answer I get. Okay, 161 secretaries, $17,713, a decrease of a dollar. Benefit package, increase of $605, $355 travel, $1,471, no change, $429 instructional supplies. These materials provided through a grant, no expense there. $499 other supplies and materials, $4,527, no change, $599, $6,830, increase of a dollar. And total for technology career support, an increase of $1,919. Any questions or comments? Technology services, 72250, 105 director supervisor, $505,063, an increase of $72,551. 121 technology personnel, $753,008, $99,586 increase. Benefit package is a decrease of $22,538. 307 communication, $135,288, an increase of $9,628. 308 consultants, $15,000. Increase of $5,000. 317 data processing services, $6,000, no change. 330 operating lease payments. In this particular line item, there is no expense. 350 internet connectivity, $41,200, decrease in $28,520. 355 travel, $1,000, no change. Other contracted services, $399. Last expense was last year, the budget was $24,750. There's no amount in this line item. It's accounted for in another line item. So that's a decrease of $24,750. 411, data processing supplies, $29,257. No change. 435 office supplies, $4,000, decrease of $1,302. 470 cabling, $6,000, no change. 471 software, $278,798, decrease of $67,470. 524 travel, staff development, $10,000. An increase or change is increase is $10,000. 709 administrative technology, $165,000. A decrease of $24,648. Total for technology services is an increase of $27,538. Questions or comments? Board of Education, 72310, 189, other salaries and wages, $10,200, no change. Benefit package, $33,500, it's an increase. 305 audit services, $10,000, that's an increase from $31,000 to $41,000. 320 dues and membership, $15,700, no change. 331 legal services, $150,000, no change. 399 other contracted services, $40,000, a decrease of $12,700. 506 general liability insurance, $47,810, increase of $648. 508 premium and corporate surety bonds, $2,452, decrease of $11,234. The one that always gets me a little bit, 510. I know Ms. Aglett does you too. 510, the trustee commission, $250,000, decrease of $450. 8513, workers' compensation insurance, $326,883, increase of $14,995. 524, travel for in-service and staff development, $16,000, an increase of $3,000. Total for the Board of Education, $1,115,265. An increase of $50,759. Questions or comments? Mr. Eby?
Yes, I have to go back to this retiree medical insurance, Obamacare. So in 2015, it was $59,000. 2016, it jumped all the way up, doubled to $121,000. And next year, it's going to go up another 20% or something like that. Can you help me out here?
Yes. Actually, that's a combination line item of retiree medical insurance. That's one item. And then Obamacare is a placeholder because we weren't sure how many people would qualify. So, for example, in FY16, I don't believe anybody qualified. So the 59 was the what was actually spent on retiree medical insurance benefit for certified staff. And then in FY17, we went back to 121 as a budget because we budgeted for the retiree as it calculated out for that year, and then put a placeholder in for Obamacare. So we kind of followed the same pattern for FY18, but the retiree medical care was more expensive. So, and that's the sort of the balance between the two items. So you may not spend all of that, and it may just go away. We don't really know the Obamacare part. The retiree health insurance won't.
$72,320, Office of the Superintendent. 101 Superintendent, $188,840. A decrease of a dollar. 161 Secretaries, $47,201, increase of $99. 189 Other Salaries and Wages, $3,000, no change. Benefit Package, decrease $1,786. 320 Dues and Memberships, $4,000, no change. 348 Postal Charges, $10,000, decrease of $1,950. 435 Office Supplies, $5,200, no change. 524 Travel, $7,500, no change. 599 Other Charges, $5,500, no change. 701 Administrative Equipment, $2,500, no change. Total for the Office of Superintendent, $331,873, a decrease of $3,638. Change. Questions or comments? 72410, Office of the Principal. 104 Principals, $827,024, increase of $95,632. 117 Career Ladder Program, $11,500, no change. 119 Bookkeepers, $154,108, decrease of $17,617. 139 Assistant Principals, $679,157, a decrease of $105,780. Secretaries, 161. $619,574, an increase of $14,248. 162 Clerical Personnel, $102,464, a decrease of $3,074. 189 Other Salaries, $8,000, no change. Benefit Package, a decrease of $8,217. 307 Communication, no expense in that line. 499 Other Supplies and Materials, $31,686, decrease of $613. Travel, 524, $15,000, No change. 701 administrative equipment, 10,000, no change. Total for the office of principal, $3,128,740, a decrease of $25,421. Any questions? Fiscal services, 72510, 105 director and supervisor, 193.22, increase of 200, 119 accountants, 83,112, increase of 4,434, 122 purchasing personnel, 38,527, no change. 161 secretaries, 40,686, no change. 162 clerical personnel, 100,636, decrease in a dollar. 189 other salaries and wages, 63,313, no change. Benefit package, a decrease of 11,861. 471 software, 47,789, no change. 355 travel, 2,000, no change. 399 other contracted services, 2,700, increase of 400. 435 other supplies and materials, 10,000, no change. 524 staff development, 11,500, no change. 599 other charges, banking fees, 30,000, no change. 701 administrative equipment, 8,000, decrease of 3,780. Total expenditure, $791,531, a decrease of $10,607. Questions? Ms. McClain.
I know I ask this every year, but it seems like $30,000 for banking charges is a lot. Didn't we investigate maybe changing banks, or we talked about that last time?
Yes, we did. We were going to go out to bid jointly with the city, and we made all of the preparations on our end of what we needed to do, and we were waiting for the city to join us in that effort. So we haven't done it yet. I will say, though, that I'm not surprised about the fees. The amount of banking that we do, the amount of electronic transfers and all of the managing of the different accounts and everything, for years we weren't charged, and the banks all started to do it. So I'm sure we would have fees at another bank, too. I just don't know if it would be, if this is excessive or not. Yes, it was a huge change. Yes.
Seven-two-five-two-zero human resources, 105 director supervisor, 110,024, no change. 161 secretaries, 40,686, no change. 162 clerical personnel, 56,240, decrease of a dollar. 189 other salaries and wages, 9,515, no change. Benefits package, a decrease of 4,297. 302 advertising, 13,500, no change. 317 data processing services, 31,259. Decrease of $20,500. 355 travel in district, 1,000, no change. 399 other contracted services, 10,500, an increase of 1,500. 435 office supplies, 3,500, no change. 524 travel for staff development, 4,350, no change. 599 other charges, 2,000, no change. 701 administrative technology equipment, 1,500, no change. Total for human resources, $335,548, a decrease of $23,298. Questions? Operation of plant, 72610. 105 supervisor, $95,215. An increase of $4,031. 161 secretary, $38,527. An increase of $2,159. 166 custodial personnel, $1,487,021. An increase of $107,683. Benefits package, $18,940. Decrease of that amount. 307 communication, $12,000, no change. 351 rentals, $10,000, increase of $10,000. And you can see the rationale there. 359 disposal fees, $65,000. This is an increase of $65,000. You can see the reasoning there. 399 other contracted services, $85,000, a decrease of $75,000. 410 custodial supplies, $95,000, no change. 415 electricity, $1,664,070, an increase of $32,629. 423 fuel, $2,000, an increase of $1,640. 434 natural gas, $162,500, no change. 454 water and sewer, $280,000, increase of $20,000. 499 other supplies and materials, $47,500, a decrease of $36,500. 501 boiler insurance, $7,846, an increase of $311. 502 building and content insurance, $161,670, increase of $8,821. 524 in-service staff development, $2,000, decrease of $100. 599 other charges, decrease of $32,500, which was the amount in last year's budget. There is no amount in this year's budget on that particular line item at that position. 720 plant operation equipment, $22,500, a decrease of $5,800, total $4,853,292, increase of $83,394. Questions?
Question. Are the custodial personnel, are they on a step?
They are on a step, and I have a comment about that line. Oh,
go ahead.
This is the line item that I reviewed and found that two individuals were actually in our staffing list were listed twice. So this is where I found the $70,000, and with the Social Security and retirement on it, it'll be about $82,000 to $83,000. That we can reduce this line item by, because they were actually listed in the general area, but then also listed under a building, so they were listed twice.
So that will change?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
So that would then basically be an increase of $1,394.
Yeah.
Give or take a few dollars.
Yeah. So that'll help that. And then I wanted to comment on that fuel line item on the next page, 423.
I'm sorry, which one?
The fuel line item.
Oh,
on
okay.
The next page. Mm-hmm. It looks like a huge increase. It's really what we always budget, but I think there were some transfers out of FY17 to cover other things. So.
$72,620 maintenance of plant, 105 supervisor, $44,917, increase of $10,931. 161 secretary, $38,527, no change. 167, maintenance personnel, 702,264. Decrease of 46,192. Benefit package is a decrease of 19,240. 307, communication, there's no money in that line item. 335, maintenance and repair services to building, 50,000, no change. 336, maintenance repair services equipment, 17,800, an increase of 1,700. Maintenance and repair services, 48,000, that's an increase of 48,000. There was no amount, as you see in the line item from last year. 399, other contracted services, 88,000, increase of 13,200. 418, equipment and machinery parts, 100,000, increase of 100,000. There was no money in this particular line item. 425, gasoline, 25,000, increase of 25,000, none in this line item. 426, general construction materials, 100,000. Increase of 100,000, new line item with no money in it previously. 471, software, 5,000, a decrease in 1,700. 499, other supplies and materials, 30,000, a decrease of $207,200. 524, in-service staff development, 2,000, no change. 599, other, 15,000. No change, new amount in that particular line item. 701, administrative equipment, 5,000, no change. 717, maintenance equipment, 10,000, no change. 718, maintenance vehicles, 32,000. Changes, an increase of 32,000. And you can see the reasoning there. Total maintenance, 1,574,958. An increase of 71,498. Questions or comments? Seven 2 7 1 0, transportation, 312, contracts with other agencies, 1,181,433, an increase of 166,984. 412, fuel, 177,032, decrease of 22,968. 511, vehicle and equipment insurance, 30,406, an increase of 534. 717, bus replacement, purchase and lease, 0, decrease from last budget of 114,007. 729, transportation equipment, 11,400, decrease of 3,600. Total transportation, 1,400,271, an increase of $26,943. Questions? Seven 3 4 0 0, preschool program. 116 teachers, 371,177, increase of 42,141. 163 educational assistants, 34,983, increase of 12,041. 189 other salaries and wages, 19,264, increase of 19,264. 196 substitutes, No amount in that line item. Benefit package, increase of 31,478. 307, communication, no amount in that line item. 348, postal charges, nothing there. Travel, nothing there. 339, other contracted services, 20,320. An increase of 20,320 with no amount in the last year's budget. 429, instructional supplies and materials, no amount in this line item. 499, other supplies and materials, no amount. 524, in-service and staff development, no amount. 700 regular instructional equipment, no amount. Total for preschool program, $575,323. Increase of $125,244. Question. Ms. Eichel.
I believe that it appears that all of the increase is simply shifting funds that used to be covered from Head Start or Title I have now been shifted into the general fund. So it's not like we're actually hiring a lot of new people or spending a lot of new money. It's just money shifting around from one source to another.
That's correct.
76100 capital outlay, 308 consultants, 5,000, no change. 321 engineering services, 10,000, no change. 707 building improvements, 127,500. You can see the items listed for capital improvements to the existing facilities. And that is a decrease of $59,000.
Question.
Phoebe.
Is this the basically where we're supposed to be have a combined list with the city that has a list of all that? This isn't that. Where is that list? Hadn't that been in development for about the last 3 years?
It is. Yes, it has. I have our list, and I'm working with the city to try and develop a three-bucket system, if you will, one that covers HVAC, one that covers roofing, and one that covers general items. And so we're working with the HVAC piece with the ESCO project that we're trying to get kicked off, and then the city will work on
But weren't we going to develop a combined priority list that was going to, you know, and what you're saying is we're waiting on the city for that?
Pretty much.
Remember Ms. McLean's answer about the banking?
That's the question I ask.
That'd be the same answer.
Yeah, that's the question I ask each time. But I think, Dr. Borchers, we ought to, you know, press the city and find out where that combined list is. We talk about it. It's kind of like getting the preschool, you know.
Absolutely. We'll continue that conversation. We're hopeful the SG process will get us farther down the path as far as that prioritization.
$724 site development, $25,000, decrease in $2,000. Total for capital outlay, $167,500, a decrease in $61,100. And that, my friends, brings us to the end. My first comment would be to thank the board for their willingness to pursue through this budget in this manner. It's an opportunity to look at how we spend our money. And without questions, the information is there for the public to see. They can go to our, we'll be able to go to our website to see the budget, and the information is there. So I appreciate your willingness to go through this process, and the staff, thank you for giving us the opportunity by having information prepared and the answers ready. And our next most important meeting will be Wednesday, and I encourage board members, this is where we've got to decide how we move forward with our budget on first reading, whether we go with it as it is, whether we make changes in the existing budget, we ask the city for additional funding. So be prepared to do that, and we'll make a decision on first reading on how we're going to move forward. Would encourage you, if you have questions concerning things in the budget that you're just not clear about, please get those questions to any of our very capable staff members, and get those answers, so we can have those answers for you by Wednesday, hopefully. Comments from the board.
I have a question. Dr. Borchers, do we know yet from the city's budget what kind of an increase they are proposing for their employees?
I've got no confirmation on a percent increase. I know they've had some consultants in their organization this year to look at where their certain employees fall in accordance to market. There's been discussions about bringing some people closer to market, but I have no final what that percentage would look like at this point.
Would you go back and ask the city manager one last time before we meet on Wednesday what his expectation is on what they think their average increase for the city will be?
I can certainly do that.
Thank you.
Others? Thank each of you in the audience for being here. We appreciate that very much, and we'll be adjourned until Wednesday.